Welcome to the Real Momentum Podcast with Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs. This is a program that encourages and challenges men through biblical discussions on manhood, interviews with key leaders, and powerful messages from a variety of different speakers. Everything that the Real Momentum Podcast does is focused on one mission: helping men win. Let's see what Mike Spivey and Keith Boggs has for us today on the Real Momentum.
So what do you think, you know, with the state of manhood overall, and our desire, that's why, again, that's why all of us are sitting on here on Tuesday mornings and doing this podcast. We want to reach men. We want other men to reach men, right? And because when men win, everybody wins. We say that all the time. But that's our greatest hope. And so, Matt, just question here. What do you think, what's your greatest hope for men who are currently leading men and the men you hope to reach?
So the overall goal in my heart is that we would change the culture one man at a time.
Amen.
Change the culture in the home, in the workplace, in the church house, one man at a time. And if we make men, this is what we've seen over the last few years, if we make men a priority, they will take their manhood seriously. Right. And they will step up. They'll put their yes on the table. And we're seeing men that have come to faith, that have been discipled, are now discipling their families. We last year, the majority of the baptisms were men who had been baptized, followed the Lord in baptism, had baptized their wife, or they've led their children to faith, and they baptized their children in church. Those were the main three categories. It wasn't from VBS. Now VBS is great, and we'll see salvations this summer. But I'm telling you, the majority of the baptisms will come out of that, making men a priority. And so that's the overall goal.
Yeah.
It changes everything.
Yeah, and how contagious is that, for a man to come to faith in Christ for his family? I mean, how many times does the early church in Acts does it say, and the whole household came to faith, right?
That's
right.
It.
Yeah. Right. So Sunday morning, we're having three or four baptisms, I think, but two of those that were baptizing Sunday are men in their 40s.
I love it.
Praise God,
and
man.
One of them, you know, and here's the thing. I didn't lead either one to faith. Another man in our church did.
I love it.
Another man in our church did, and he was he did a lot of stuff in evangelism back in the day, and he's led two grown men to the Lord. And we know, I told the church Sunday, I said, this is why, obviously, when any sinner repents and trusts Christ, there's a celebration going on in heaven. And if heaven's celebrating, I want to celebrate, right? Mm. But I gave them the statistics. You know, if they say, whoever they is, if you don't come to faith in Christ before the age of 18, chances are you never will. And this is why there's a celebration going on, not only just for a sinner, but for a grown man to come forward and trust Christ. And how contagious is that? And I was just trying to get the church, let's come around this and celebrate this. This is not happening everywhere. I can assure you that when grown men are humbling themselves to come to faith in Christ. And I think they just come to the point and realize, hey, you know, life on my own doesn't work, right? My manhood by myself doesn't work. And so hopefully those men are pretty much discipled in Christ. But, I don't know if you guys have anything else on that subject, but I want to talk really quickly about, you know, we talk content, we hopefully give guys some good things to take away, but we also want to tell you how to get connected with some of these resources. So, Keith, I don't know if you want to talk some about that. I know, Matt, you've done some of these events that we've hosted, What's at Stake Night, the Men's Summit, and the retreats, but Keith, any other ways that men can get connected to Real Momentum and other resources to reach and lead their city?
Yeah, I think I want to start with three questions for the listener, probably to help them think through and process, you know, a lot of the words that we've even tried to utilize specifically in thinking through this. But the first one is this: how will I minister to a man, or to men in my context? How will I minister? Which means I've got to be intentional. The second question is how will I minister with men? And that's where Matt says, I'm going to pull in some guys with me. And so the intentional sides, he's going to handpick some guys, get his brotherhood built, and do what he can to get some men in his own life. That's that relational component. And then the last one is, how will I minister through men? You know, where's the impact going to be? So I think answering these three questions, we've thought a lot about that as a ministry. I've been a part of that, you know, without even knowing some of that. I think it's how Jesus actually led as he did ministry on the earth when he was here. So we think it's important to create momentum with excellent events. If you're going to feed them, don't halfway do it. I think you ought to do it with excellence, and it ought to glorify God. And a lot of times I have businessmen that will come up and say, I'm going to buy the steaks for the What's at Stake night. They take the load off the church, and they just make that. We don't call it a men's event as much as we call it as a men's investment. How will I invest in men? So, you know, we do What's at Stake nights. We just started launching out Anvil, which is can be a one-night event, or it can be a night and a morning with other men. But most of what that's for is just to pull men with intentional connection. You know, we can't do hundreds of men for those events because you're dealing with fire and fire pits and hot irons and everything like that around, and anvils and hammers and saws and everything else, grinders and all that. So, but the whole part is to help a man tell a story, impact, where's God impacted his life, how has others spoken into his life, and then how is he going to go and reach and shape the next generation of men from that. So we help him think through that, through some of those things. The men's events, obviously, but all of it is to create momentum. Yeah. And then the cultivating side has to do with what we say, longer event, 10 weeks, you know, whatever the semester would work out in a church setting. I think it's always good to do something in the spring, in the fall. You can do fatherhood during the summer. And so we have all resources that we can get you pointed to in those areas. And then the last one, I mean, how is it going to continue? How will it continue to be cultivated? You capture the momentum in a season. Then, you know, how do you have some would say for football, it's a dynasty. What's that dynasty look like? Some would say for us, it's a legacy. What's it going to look like? What's our legacy going to be? And that's where you get into those longer term relationships with men and what we call an academy or other things. So,
right.
One thing I want to ask before we kind of get to the end of this is, you know, I've been seeing this recently and I've really thought through this a lot. And so a lot of times we have guys coming every week and they have about an hour and a half in some of our context and even some of the churches that we're working with. But, you know, you probably have 40 minutes of teaching, then the rest of it's left over for roundtable discussion. And I've been finding that that's not enough time. Because you know, maybe they're being exposed in a certain area, then they may not share everything they need to share around at the roundtable discussion, and you know, it's got to push into a you know another meeting. What happens is those guys kind of lock up; they don't share, and that there's a missed opportunity. So what we've been trying to encourage you know churches to do is actually, you're not only doing the weekly that always is there as the pool to fish out of. But the other part is there a monthly strategy you can do to raise up leaders out of that? So you can meet 3 hours, and if there's somebody getting open and transparent about where they are, they can actually push through and get real help that night rather than wait next week. They may miss them next week because they're sick, or their schedule don't allow them to be there on the time that you're offering something every week. So I think there's got to be everything, you know, whatever it is. You know, a lot of that happens with a football team. They're doing stuff all the time, and the way they structure their season is intentional. And, you know, how you do that, I think, is important. So how will I minister to a man? How will I minister with a man? And how will I minister through men are questions I think will help you get to a better place as a men's leader.
Yeah, for sure. And I know Matt, he spoke a little bit about some of his events that he's done through Rural Momentum and other things. And I can attest firsthand that having these things does create this momentum that you do get that follow-up with even the resource you guys provide. We've done it here. We did it actually right after our men's summit last year. We followed that up with these 10 lessons on biblical masculinity. That's a great resource these guys can get online on your website. I love that resource. We personally did it here. But you're right, we're finding on our Wednesday nights there's not enough time. So I tell the men all the time, find times to meet outside this room. You know, when you look at the Gospels, it was a come and see. When Jesus left, it was a go and tell. And so we try to schedule time outside. So the first Saturday of every month, we just started this where we're doing a men's breakfast. And it's most of the men in our Bible studies are coming, but it's just more of a more informal. We have no necessarily curriculum or schedule. We're eating, bacon, sausage, you know, all the things that are really healthy for you. pancakes, all those things. And then we've had other men share, you know, hey, just what's going on in your life? How can we pray for one another? So it's just another, you're right, Keith, another time where there's not a time restriction on it per se. And I find that men, as you said, Matt, are craving those things as well.
Yeah, Matt, I think with the fireside chat has really become probably that longer length of time where those guys can get open and they minister to one another. You know, it's one thing to go through content, talk about the content, but it's another thing to minister to a man right where he's living at. So you get it can really take on a whole new.
I love about that fireside chat thing is we don't have a calendar, and so we've been typically meeting about once a month, and I don't prompt that. Those guys say, hey, guys, when are we getting together? You know, they're coming on Wednesday night. They're engaged in all this other stuff. But they're like, when are we getting together?
Amen.
And they're calling for it. And I'll say, hey, let's do it. How about this time at so-and-so's house? And who's going to speak? Who's going to share? And they're like, I got it. And so, you know, I let them drive it. And they drive it. You let them drive, and they drive it.
They will. You got to give them that liberty, that freedom to do so as well.
Amen.
Well, guys, I enjoyed it today. Matt, enjoyed having you on, brother.
Man, thank you, man. I love y'all.
I've written so many notes. This podcast is not just for our listeners, I promise you. I'm learning as well. I've written so many notes. I have some conversations that I need to have with Keith about some. I want to do the handpicked 15 men. I really do. I've been opening it up, but that's a wonderful idea. I'm thankful that iron can sharpen iron, and I can learn from you, brother, and I appreciate you carrying that mantle and doing the work in the ministry well. Thank you.
Hey, and it works. And in our context here, we picked 20 guys to do a Tuesday morning, and all 20 of them said yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I look at Jesus; he picked those guys. He went and handpicked those guys, and the world changes. So I think if there's something we can take from the master, you know, that we can actually apply. So to me, this is exciting. You probably got a team. You know, if you're listening out there, you probably got a team you can go grab right now. Let's go get it done.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Keith, you got anything you want to close us out on before we exit today?
Yeah. I just want to mention the 10 lessons on biblical masculinity. Those guys, if you want to pick that up, we got several churches going through it right now and great feedback. So if you want to pick that up, you can go to our Real Momentum store on realmomentum.men. You can pick it up there. We're redoing some of the teaching on that, and also just the way it looks, just kind of giving a little bit more space where men can take notes. Guys can teach this in their churches individually, or they can teach it as a whole. So there are several ways you can utilize that. And then this podcast, if we can get guys to like and share and, you know, promote this, maybe just give us a review. Yep. That would be very helpful. So if you listen to this today, just share it with another leader in your town or somebody else you might know across the nation that you can just encourage them in, and maybe just pray, you know, ask God to really do a work in your life. So we have just a podcast page, just realmomentum.men/RM podcast. And you can go there and get listen to all the episodes. There's you can download leader tools and more ministry information and questions. So I think as we hear these men talk, you know, obviously Pastor Mike and Pastor Matt and these guys are getting it done in their own city. And then the beautiful thing is I think we're seeing the New Testament come alive in our own life. We're doing this together. And we're able to, you know, I wonder what the letters would be written like if we were to write letters to each of our churches and just encourage them the way they did in our own Bible. So I think it'll be really special as we just kind of walk together in these next, not only this year, but also in the years to come. And probably the thing that we say every time we close one of these is go be the man God's called you to be and take other men with you. And just go get it done and watch God do great things. And again, we love you guys. Thank you for listening. And guys, thank you for joining us today, okay?
If you've been enjoying the spiritual insights, stories, and practical strategies we share here on Real Momentum, the absolute best way you can support the show is by taking just 60 seconds right now to do two things. First, hit that subscribe or follow button. Subscribing ensures you never miss an episode of inspiration and that every new discussion is waiting for you the moment it drops. Second, please leave us a quick rating and review. Those 5-star ratings and your honest reviews are fuel for our show. They help other leaders like you find our ministry and keep the momentum building. But wait, there's one more thing. We don't just want to talk to you, we want to connect with you. We want to hear about your real momentum moments. You can find all of the show notes, resource links, and transcripts for this episode at realmomentum.men/RM podcast. And please, join the conversation. Connect with us directly on all the social media platforms by searching for Real Momentum. Send us a DM or tag us with your biggest takeaway from today's episode.
thank you for being a part of the movement to reach and lead men to follow Christ.
You've been listening to Real Momentum, a co-production between Real Momentum and TIL Radio Network.